everything on? Oh, they can hear me right now. They can hear me? There comes a time in every man's life when he's got to
take a look at himself in the mirror and decide just exactly who he is. Well, I've come to that crossroads, and I've decided Notch is a man. Notch is an athlete. Notch is a lover.
But the most he is, I mean, the thing that Notch is the most is a goddamn champion.
I think the NFL's trying to kill me. They moved the draft back to May now. As I'm recording this, there's still 2.5 months to kill. You know, I kind of have an idea as to what certain teams are going to do, especially my favorite team. I have my opinions. I'm pretty set in my opinions. A lot of people are, and all this extra time, it gives you a chance to really get in some good flame wars because nobody's going to budge an inch. The people who think your team should draft Johnny Manziel, they're going to stick with that regardless of what I think about it. It's not pretty. It's going to get even uglier. If getting banned from your favorite team's message board is on your bucket list, this is the time of year to have that happen. If you can't make it happen now, you're never going to get banned from your favorite team's message board. I suggest you go online and work on that right now. Your team should draft Player X, and anyone that disagrees with you is full of crap. You have to personally insult them and their mothers and the player that they want to draft instead and that player's mother. Do all of that. Throw some profanity in there if you have to. Use a bunch of emoticons too. Use like about 10 different devilly faces with the scowls. People love that in message boards. You're not going to get this kind of advice anywhere else. I'm going to go nuts. You go to all the mock drafts, even on Twitter. Everybody with their speculations. Now, final week of February. Somebody tweeted about a trade. I had to go back in his timeline to make sure it was a real trade, and it wasn't. It was a fake hypothetical trade. Now, unless somebody gets arrested or gets mangled in a car crash, I think a lot of teams at this point know exactly what they're going to do. They pretty much have an idea. Their draft board's probably pretty set. Things like the combine, things like the pro days, in a lot of ways, they tend to validate the preconceived opinions that people have about players already, both positively and negatively. I mean, if you want to rip on Jadeveon Clowney, you can look at his weak performance in the bench. Anything he does poorly at the combine, you could automatically say, well, yeah, we knew he's not that kind of player. He does great in the 40-yard dash, does really good in the first 10 yards, which I think is more important, by the way. The most important part of the 40-yard dash, especially for some players, defensive linemen in particular, that opening speed burst that they get. Because unless Jadeveon Clowney picks up the ball and runs a fumble back for a touchdown, he's likely not going to be running 40 yards at all on a single play. Clowney with a great speed burst is called a 10-yard split. I think that's actually a more important stat than the entire 40-yard dash. I discount the 40-yard dash anyway because they don't run in helmets and shoulder pads. These guys should be wearing football gear while they're doing these football drills. They're not going to practice in tank tops and shorts. They're certainly not going to play like that. I'm not saying dress full uniform, but helmets and shoulder pads. Put a little extra weight on them. See how they do. Come up with a better way to simulate game conditions. A lot of silliness with the NFL Combine. What better way to embrace the silliness than to have the first ever sports radio combine? We've got drills. We've got intelligence questions. We've got an interview process. It's one of those radio bits. You know what I'm talking about if you work in radio. It's one of those bits in your head. It's just magical. But then you execute it, and it either stays magical or it just goes in the dumper. We're about to find out which one of those two the sports radio combine is going to be. I want to say our first contestant, but I think participant would be a better word, is Adam Sabi. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Sabi, like Kimo Sabi.
95.5 The Game in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes, sir. Columbus, Ohio. It's pretty cold here.
What's the temperature right now?
Right now, it is below 20s, and it's snowing.
I got out of Minnesota. I came to Nevada because I wanted to get away from the wintertime. We had record high temperatures last week. And it's in the 60s today.
Oh, goodness. That is the 60s. I would much rather have the 60s than what I'm living in right now. Ohio is one of those states where if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. It'll change for you.
A lot of places are like that. People complain about the weather no matter what it is. You ready for the Sports Radio Combine?
Bring it on.
All right. Adam Sabi. It's a real interesting air name. Where'd you come up with that?
Well, it's my actual name. My dad is not from America. He's actually from the Middle East, and his part of his last name is Sabi. So he decided to carry that over to America with him. And, yeah, that's how I came up with it. Wasn't really my idea, but, hey, it kind of rhymes.
Using your real name takes guts. If I'm a program director and I say I'm going to make you a star in New York City, but you got to change your air name to Dickie Biggs, do you do that?
Oh, man. Dickie Biggs, listen, you got to have some pride in yourself, you know? You got to have some...
But you could be a star in New York City. All you got to do is be Dickie Biggs.
Okay, well, what's my job if I'm Dickie Biggs?
You're a star. You're a star.
Superstar doing what?
You're a superstar sports radio guy.
Okay, well, hey, Dickie Biggs, I would run with it.
Afternoon drive on one of those stations there, The Fan, in New York City.
Hey, man, I'm not afraid of the challenge. I'll take Dickie Biggs.
You got guts, man. You got guts.
I'll take it on.
Considering the culture and the language usually heard around the station, is the sports talk format ready for an openly gay broadcaster in the control room?
Hey, here's my thing. I have no problem against gays or lesbians at all. I think that if they can perform, why not bring them on here? I mean, if they can do it just as good as I can, there's no reason for me to discriminate. Especially, I think that goes in the same with sports.
Well, I mean, radio's already broken that ground. Top 40 formats, usually classic country formats. They've been the testing ground, I think, for this.
Really?
You think sports radio is ready to go?
Hey, I see no problem with it. Listen, there's a market for everything. And if you have an openly gay broadcaster or radio personality, I can't see that as being a bad thing. Will they bring a different perspective on some things? Sure they will, but whatever they do in their private life I have no regard for it. Whatever, that's their business, you know. But
really?
If they can talk sports with the best of them, so be it.
So the private life of people in sports, both in broadcasting and the athletes, none of our business, right?
I mean, I think private lives of individuals, period, is none of our business.
So how come we glorify Derek Jeter on ESPN? They have the diamond of all the celebrity females he's hooked up with. How come that's cool?
I mean, ESPN is a good old boys network. I mean, we're talking about the boys talking in the locker room here. They're not necessarily depicting their program for women, let's be honest. But, I mean, that's why they kind of make it look like a trophy for Derek Jeter, and good for him.
We're a little concerned. We've been doing some research on you, Adam.
Okay.
And your injury history. You've got a lot of history since high school radio of sore throats and sinus infections. You kind of sound a little plugged up right now.
Yeah.
Is this an injury concern? Is this a red flag for potential radio stations?
I can't say that it's a red flag. If you were to hear me earlier today, I was in much worse shape. I think what I could tell you by giving you that little backstory is that whenever it's game time, I can bring it and I can do the best that I can with what I got.
What's your pre-show ritual to clear up those sinuses and clear up that throat to where you can sound good on the air?
I usually drink some hot tea.
With honey? Got to
put
some honey in it,
Bubba. Hot tea with honey, and then have an apple as well.
Excellent.
Hey, man, get some vitamin C in there.
All right, that's going to finish up the interview portion. We have our version of the Wonderlic. It's called the Blunderlic.
Okay.
We just copyrights and everything, trademarks.
Right, gotcha.
We have a sample question for the Blunderlic for you to test your intelligence, your radio intelligence. Are you ready?
Bring it.
The hosts of the show are discussing a hot sports take, and you have a golden comment you got to add to the show. It's so golden, if you don't get it on the air, you're going to hate yourself the rest of the day. What's the best way to interject your genius into the program? It's multiple choice. A, you wait until there's a natural pause between the host or hosts. B, you interrupt the conversation to make your point, especially making sure you talk over the host or hosts you like the least. Or C, you play a random sound effect in the middle of the conversation, which startles them long enough to create the pause that you need to get your point in.
Which one's
the correct answer here?
I think, listen, I'm not a jerk. So I would go with A, wait until there's a natural pause between the hosts. You know, sometimes you have golden comments, but, you know, golden comments, they usually come around more often than not. So I think that, you know, if you miss out on a comment, you could always get it back.
But this is golden. This is one of those things where after the show, if you don't say it on the air, you're going to tweet it first thing because you got to get it out there. Otherwise, you're going to explode.
Exactly. It's social media. I mean, you could use, I mean, even if you don't get to say it over the air, you can say it through tweet.
Unfortunately, if you listen to too much sports radio nowadays, the correct answer would be C.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Well, I mean, if you listen to a lot of local sports radio shows, they like to interject a lot of their bells and whistles with their sound effects.
It's very conversational because you go to Buffalo Wild Wings and you always have people just interjecting sound effects in the middle of conversations all the time.
You know what sound effects really bothers me? And it's not even like it's a sound effect, but people say hashtag something, 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 you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's not even a sound effect, but they still say hashtag. I just
like
don't
I
get
always
it.
Say hashtag sheep because people are always getting people on Twitter to hashtag whatever they want for contests or whatever. I call people like that hashtag sheep.
Yeah, man. They're just following the leader.
Okay. You ready for the drills? Got
Bring
drills
it.
Here.
Yeah.
We have the 10-second dash.
Okay.
Imagine this. You're approaching the top of the hour. It's a hard break. The legal ID is going to cut you off right at the top of the hour. It's 59:50. You've got a whole bunch of radio goodness. You've got at least 15 seconds worth of it. You have to cram into the end of the segment. And you have to cram that amount of content into 10 seconds. Let me get my stopwatch ready to go here.
Okay.
All right. And whenever you're ready, go.
Coming up next hour, we have more Buckeye Combine talk. We discuss the latest entry in the Factory of Sadness saga and how much bacon is too much bacon. Hint, you can never have too much bacon. Coming up next on The Sabi Show.
Two things were wrong with that.
Okay.
One, it was 12 seconds long.
Ah.
And you didn't mention what station you were on.
Oh, man. Dang. I thought the legal ID was going to do that.
You still got to mention the station.
Okay.
You want to try it again?
Sure.
All right. You got to remember, you got to cram it all into 10 seconds or less.
Gotcha.
And get the station in there.
All right.
You know, this is basic Arbitron quarter-hour maintenance here. All right. So whenever you're ready, go.
Coming up next hour, we have more Buckeye Combine talk. We discuss the latest entry in the Factory of Sadness saga and how much bacon is too much bacon. Hint, you can never have too much bacon. Coming up next on FNA 95.5.
9.97 seconds.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Hey. Well done.
But that was hand-timed, so it's unofficial.
All right.
All right. We have the tongue twister drill right now. You have to say rubber baby buggy bumpers 5 times fast.
Okay.
To test your dexterity, your oral dexterity.
Gotcha.
Whenever you're ready, go.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, and rubber baby buggy bumpers.
And the enunciation drill is you say rubber baby buggy bumpers 3 times slowly, making sure you clearly and properly enunciate every syllable.
Okay.
Because enunciation is a bit of a problem with some people.
Yeah, I see that. Okay.
We have to clearly speak to the listeners. This is the exercise which we do to where we learn how to clearly speak to the listeners.
I can do that.
Whenever you're ready, enunciation drill, go.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. How's that?
That's good. That's
all
real
right,
good.
Cool.
All right, the covert insult drill.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be lowbrow. We don't want to just badmouth people for no reason. Even
right,
if you give
course.
Us a reason, you know, I mean, that's, you know, people don't want to listen to bashing all the time. But there's an idiot caller that calls in, he drops a completely garbage sports take. For example, Ohio State is the third best school in the Big Ten behind Michigan and Michigan State. You have to discredit the take without insulting the caller or either Michigan school.
Okay.
You can't say a direct insult about either of those three, but discredit the sports take, which is garbage. Go.
Yeah, the school with only 7 national championships and an overall 24-2 record for the last 2 years with a perfect 12-0 2013 season is third best in the Big Ten. Right.
That's pretty good. You kept it positive. You kept it about the local team.
Yes, sir.
You didn't make it about them at all.
No, sir.
That was stellar.
Thank you.
First-round draft pick, stellar.
All right, cool.
All right, two more. The controversy drill. Come up with a topic that will spark a reaction from the audience, and hopefully, if you're lucky, the local media. But even you don't have to personally believe the point of view you're bringing on the topic, especially if you're just manufacturing it for the audience.
Okay.
So create some controversy for me.
All right, look, Braxton Miller, the quarterback for Ohio State, is trash. I think he's a great athlete, a smart kid, but if he wants to be a quarterback, he needs to play like a quarterback. Yes, he has the stats. He's racking up stats like he could be the second or the first greatest quarterback in Ohio State history, but numbers, they don't always tell the truth. I like Braxton, and I want him to be successful, and I'm glad he's coming back next season, because if he doesn't improve, he's just another Denard Robinson.
I think he is another Denard Robinson.
Honestly, I think he is, too. He's going to be labeled as an offensive weapon in the NFL.
He's going to, someone's going to convert him to wide receiver or something.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
we've
athletic.
Seen that happen before, and
yeah.
I don't think that would be a bad thing, but I think his ego is too big for him to do that.
And that's a problem.
Yes, sir, it is.
That was pretty good. One more drill we have here, the brainstorming teamwork drill. Which is, what other drills would you like to see included in the Sports Radio Combine?
Okay, so I was thinking about this, and, I mean, listen, I'm still fairly young, I would like to say. I go out to the bar every now and then. Maybe I'll have a late night, and I'll come into the station a few minutes late for my radio shift, but somehow I always find a way to build the show and make it interesting and topic-worthy in less than 5 minutes or so. And I can generally pull this off. So I would like to see a drill concerning the fact of building a show with relevant sports topics in under 5 minutes right before airtime.
Like a show map drill?
Yes, sir.
8 segments?
Absolutely. I mean, depending on how many breaks that you would have an hour, you would have a topic for each segment along with teases, and everything, all the bells and whistles that go in with it.
Would you be lazy and would you have just an open caller segment where basically you're just hoping callers call in and they'll talk about whatever? Or would you actually have to fill in the segments with topics?
I would probably fill in the segments with topics and allow callers to call in on each topic if they feel the notion. And then throughout the show, I would try and schedule easy interviews, say personal bloggers that I know around town that can hit topics that are popular, such as Ohio State. You can never talk too much Ohio State here in Columbus. So you would try and set them up, especially guys who have nothing better to do but to write and blog.
All right. Adam Sabe, have you ever eaten wasabi?
Yes, I have, in fact. And don't eat it straight. It's not good for you.
Like Mater in Cars 2, you know, the pistachio ice cream.
Right, exactly.
Would you change your on-air name to Wasabi?
You know what? I've thought about it.
Like if someone needed to give you a cutesy nickname?
If somebody needed me to do that, yeah, absolutely, I'd change it to Wasabi.
It'd be better than Dickie Biggs, though, right?
Hey, absolutely better than Dickie Biggs.
Adam Sabe, 95.5 The Game, one of my favorite cities, Columbus, Ohio. Go Blue Jackets.
Yes, sir. Go Jackets, man. I'm ready for CBJ to come home and get this thing going against New Jersey on Thursday.
I said before the season they were going to be playoff team this year. They're not letting me down right now.
No, not at all. I just hope that the guys who kind of got beat down over in Russia don't come back too dejected. I'd rather see them come back, you know, with a fire lit up under their ass.
Adam Sabe, 95.5 The Game in Columbus. He's actually a Louisville guy, which is weird because I have a Louisville guy on the phone with me right now. My second participant in the Sports Radio Combine is Lloyd Spence, host of Talking Noise.
Hey, brother, what's going on, man?
I'm doing great. How's the Ville?
Oh, the Ville is good, man. Getting excited about all the things that's going on. You know, it's getting ready for March Madness, brother.
What station are you on right now in Louisville?
I am now on WKJK 1080 Clear Channel.
Good.
Yeah, so going well, man. It's going very well. Monday through Friday, 12 to 1 there.
It's an interesting name for your show. How'd you come up with the name Talking Noise for your show?
I actually came up with the name. It's just kind of one of those colloquialisms, the brothers in the hood say we talk noise sometimes, or the brothers in the barbershop talk noise, so that's the concept behind the name, and Noise is the name of my parent company, Noise Media.
Considering the culture and the language usually heard around radio stations, is the sports radio community ready for an openly gay broadcaster in the control room?
I think the world has probably already got that guy, so it doesn't really... You know, I don't know if it really matters at this point. If you
Press Hilton
hear
has a show.
If you don't, you don't.
Some formats already have Press Hilton.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a big top 40 thing.
Yeah, I think the world, I think there's a lot more people who are living, you know, that lifestyle already. We know about it. Some we don't know about it. I just think it's your choice. If you want to listen to a person who is practicing in a lifestyle like that, that's fine. If you don't, you don't. I don't think it matters either way anymore, or at least it shouldn't.
It's important with the jock culture that carries over sometimes into sports stations to talk about that. But we continue the interview process here at the Sports Radio Combine. I have one final question for you. We've had our private detectives check into you a little bit, Lloyd.
Okay.
And we got a hold of your MP3 player, and it's alarming how many boy bands you have on your MP3 player. The Backstreet Boys, O-Town, 98 Degrees, New Kids on the Block. Now, I need you to convince us your taste in music's not going to affect your ability to provide proper bumper music for a show that hits the male demographic of 25 to 54.
No, I think what I listen to is not a reflection of what I present to the people.
So give me a good bumper music choice.
What would I have as bumper music?
Yeah, give me a bumper music sample.
I tell you what I go with most of the time is I go with I've been going with a lot of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. The Can't Hold Us Back, that music there.
Do you use the instrumental version or do you use the version with the lyrics?
I use the instrumental version.
YouTube is a godsend, isn't it?
It is. It's a beautiful thing.
All right, that's it for the interview process. You did pretty good. I think you addressed the character issue we had there. We have our own version of the Wunderlich here. It's called the Blunderlich. We have a radio intelligence question for you. Are you ready?
I hope so.
The hosts of the show are discussing a hot sports take, and you have a golden comment you have to add to the show. It's so golden, you're going to hate yourself the rest of the day if you can't get what you have to say on the air. What's the best way to interject your genius into the program? Is it A, wait until there's a natural pause? B, interrupt the conversation, especially making sure you talk over somebody on the show you don't like? Or C, you play a random sound effect in the middle of the conversation, which startles them enough to create the pause you need to start talking about your point.
Probably the most professional way is the way for the natural pause, but the most controversial way is to interrupt. But I would probably choose A.
Okay, C is actually the correct answer.
Oh, really?
There.
Okay.
You have to just throw a sound effect in there and startle them.
And then you got them.
There's your natural pause right there. Sometimes you got to manufacture your natural pause. You ready to do some of the drills? See how radio ready you are?
Sure.
The 10-second dash involves you're approaching the top of the hour, which is a hard break. The legal ID is going to cut you off right at the top of the hour. It's 59:50. You've got at least 15 seconds worth of radio goodness to cram to the end of the segment. So I'm going to get my stopwatch ready to go here. And you need to do 15 seconds or more of content within a 10-second time frame, or you're going to get cut off by the legal ID.
Okay.
It's very important. You don't want to get cut off by the legal because you're going to sound stupid.
Okay.
We don't want you to sound stupid.
So I got to get all my content in and get out of the way before the 10-second dash here.
Finish up your segment, but you got to do it quickly. It's like a speed-talking exercise. So whenever you're ready, go.
All right, this is Spence talking noise, and we'll be back here in just a minute. We're going to get into some more talk about the University of Louisville versus Temple, all that and a whole lot more coming up, talking noise, serving up live from the Windy Studios.
All right, it was 11 seconds. You didn't mention the station you were on.
I didn't mention the station.
You didn't mention the station. Arbitron, bro. Arbitron. Quarter-hour maintenance.
That's right. But I'm so used to we have a bumper that does that, and I never have to do it. So that's
okay. We'll give you some slack there. We're not going to make you do it again.
Okay.
We have the soccer take, Joy. You got to come up with a compelling take on soccer. Don't forget, I don't care, you know, and I don't know. Don't help because listeners, they got their wife and they got Buffalo Wild Wings for people that can say I don't care and I don't know.
Okay, so 10 seconds. Is that what we're doing here?
Just come up with any compelling take on soccer.
Okay, so then time doesn't matter.
Time doesn't matter. Go.
Okay. You know what? I really love the fact that in soccer, there is a serious intensity with the crowd. I love soccer crowds. Soccer crowds are the best crowds in the world. They bring energy. They bring life. They bring excitement. They bring intensity, and they bring passion. So if you want to go to a great game of any sport, the best sport to go to and enjoy the crowd is soccer.
That was pretty good.
Thank you, sir. I thought about that one, actually. So that was pretty easy.
Who's going to win the World Cup?
Gosh, probably Spain. Spain is so good.
That's actually a very solid soccer take right there. Spain is a solid soccer take right there.
Yeah.
Okay, the tongue twister drill. You got to say rubber baby buggy bumpers 5 times fast.
Okay, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Okay, and now the enunciation drill requires you to say rubber baby buggy bumpers 3 times slowly, making sure you clearly and properly enunciate every syllable.
Okay, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Do you see how crucial these exercises are?
They are very crucial.
Kind of like the NFL Combine. You have the shuttles that they go through. These things are like the building blocks, the DNA, the foundation of the radio personality. That's why we're having people do this.
I understand.
All right, the brainstorming teamwork drill. Just 2 more here for you, Lloyd.
Okay.
What other drills would you include in the Sports Radio Combine? This is where we work together and brainstorm to create additional content for the Sports Radio Combine.
Wow, that's a great question. I think the thing that I would include as a drill is probably some kind of drill that makes a host or an analyst have to really analyze the answer. In other words, sometimes we give too many pat answers, and I'd love to see us think a little bit outside the box. So I do some kind of outside-the-box thinking drill.
Is it kind of a thing where instead of just saying that so-and-so player, so-and-so team sucks, we actually go into more detail as to why so-and-so sucks?
Yeah, way beyond just the fact of their numbers. There's so many psychological issues that tie into great performance that we never really dive into, or there's chemistry issues on teams that we never dive into, but they're obvious observational points that need to be made that they never get made. And I'd love to see us do more of that.
All right, Lloyd, 1 more, and then we'll let you go. We appreciate you coming on the Sports Combine and taking
my
part.
Pleasure.
Your draft stock is rising, by the way. I just want you to know that.
Thank you, sir. I like that.
The shameless pimpage drill. You got 20 seconds, and you need to shamelessly pimp yourself, your show, and your radio station. You have 20 seconds.
All right. Listen, I think what you're missing out on is the best analytical, informative show on radio right now. And we have a really good time. We talk about any and everything, and we give you angles to a show that most shows won't give you. Plus, we have great guests like Will on. So, I mean, how can you miss when you got a great guest like Will on?
It's a little more than 20 seconds, but it's all right.
Give us your. Well, I had to give you a plug. That's what took up
the
time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So 1080 AM WKJK?
KJK, Talk Radio 1080.
You can listen on iHeartRadio.
Yep.
And what's your Twitter handle?
@ Talking Noise.
All right. Give him a follow. Give him a listen. Lloyd Spence, thanks for coming on the Sports Radio Combine.
My pleasure, brother. Anytime.
All right. We keep going with the Sports Radio Combine. We have a legendary caller right now, legendary participant. He's a program director as well, so hopefully he has some insight into the process of evaluating radio talent, which is what we're trying to do here at the Sports Radio Combine. From NBC Sports Radio Detroit, and you may have seen him on television somewhere, Mark the Man Wilson.
Oh, man, what an introduction.
It's a very interesting air name you have, Mark the Man Wilson. How'd you come up with that?
Well, you know, I was born. And then my parents already had a last name. They had to come up with some first name. Of course, that took forever. And then the man thing came later because I was hanging out with some chicks, and they said, oh, my God, it's a man. And so it was born. It was born from the gravel and the ground up, man. It's like the dinosaurs walking the earth. And so Mark, given to me by my parents, the man, given to me by humanity, and then Wilson, surname also given to me by my parents, was the official title.
It was nice of humanity to give you that nickname.
Yes, it was, especially female humanity. Thank you very much, ladies. You know who you are.
So how many people have asked you to use that Aloe Black song as your theme song for your show?
Nobody.
Okay, I'm asking you right now, how come you haven't used that as your theme for the show yet?
What song is that again?
Well, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. You know what song it is.
You know what? I made a mistake. We have used that in the past, but not like as a theme thing. I think we used it in a one of my crazy, wacky, wild opens that I've done.
Okay.
I think we did use that, yep.
You don't want to be too wacky. People think you're a top 40 radio DJ.
You know, and I did do that too, so it doesn't bother me. I was proud of my top 40 DJ experience.
Speaking of which.
I had a whole different name for that one.
Speaking of which, formats like top 40 have already done this, but considering the culture and language usually heard around radio stations, is the sports talk format ready for an openly gay broadcaster to be in the control room?
Oh, Notch, that's a great question. I would say yes, and certainly in my liberal, progressive world, in my control rooms, all genders are welcome, all races, creeds, colors, and everything in between. So, in fact, we encourage openly gay transgenders, lesbians and the rest, the LGBT community, is that what it is, LGBT community, to apply and be a part of what we have going here. In fact, we encourage sexual harassment in the workplace.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Because you have people of all different sexual preferences, you can have all different kinds of sexual harassment.
Well, that's what we think. You know, and we want everybody to be open. It's about like-minded individuals. It's not for those that don't come to the party. And we want, in fact, the word party is what we use party as our thing. That's our deal. We want everybody to come and have a great time all the time. And just everybody's, we're all in the family of man, my friend. And it's just a big city of brotherly love. It's like one big Philadelphia.
Uh-oh.
Whenever our control room is open to all.
Philadelphia is kind of a dirty place, so hopefully the janitors come by every day.
Well, you would hope so.
One final question of the interview process for the Sports Radio Combine. Our private detectives got a hold of a red flag that might affect your draft status.
Oh, boy, here we go.
It's your Google search history. And how can a radio station be sure you're not going to have a bunch of barefoot midgets hanging around the studio all the time? Because radio stations, as you know, hate distractions.
Wow. I got to tell you, I'm hemming and hawing here. I don't think they can. I think that I come with barefoot midgets. Encourage barefoot midgets. In fact, I don't think shoes should be required in any place. In fact, for an interview process here, we actually have you come in with no shoes or socks on, even in the dead of winter, and it's been a dead winter, as we know, in the Midwest. So I guess I can't answer that question well, Notch, because I do believe that that's kind of what you get when you get certain people such as myself.
Okay, that's probably going to drop you down to the second day.
Yeah, but it makes
but if they look at the talent,
so in other levels.
Well, we still have the drills. We still have the Blunderlich question here. It's a sample Blunderlich question to test your radio intelligence.
Yes.
Are you ready, sir?
Hold on. Wait. Let me. Always drink your water, people. Hold on. Good to go.
Now, if you were on ESPN Radio or something, you'd have to have Powerade because the big bottle would be shown on camera.
Could that be Powerade Zero because it has the B vitamins?
You could do that.
Okay.
If Powerade Zero wants to spend the money.
God bless them.
It's all about synergy in this business, my friend.
Okay, I'm product placement. You know, I'm good with it.
All right. A radio personality makes $40,000 a year. After his wife leaves him, he has to pay $1,000 a month in child support. After subtracting the child support, as well as all the alcohol he has to buy, what percentage of his salary will be left over to live on, assuming he can't crash on his call screener's couch anymore? Is it A, 15%, is it B, 25%, or is it C, 35%?
I knew I shouldn't have been snoozing in that math class at MSU. First of all, the funny part is the $40,000 a year.
It's a nice round number. It's a nice round number.
I will go with the lowest common denominator and say 15%.
Actually, no, it's 25%. B is the correct answer.
All the hell.
Because you don't need that much alcohol. If you buy hard liquor and then you spend the rest of the money, instead of buying beer, which is expensive, you get the hard liquor and then you get some cheap mixers. You can save that extra 10%.
You know more than I, and this is why I regret my Michigan State University math intelligence.
Unfortunately, I do know more about this. And yes, buying Jack and Coke is actually cheaper than buying your standard import beer.
I don't know if I give you a lot of credit for that, or if I think you're in another time warp.
You can feel free to give me credit for anything you wish.
Okay, I'll give you credit then.
Okay, thank you. Ready for the drills?
Yes, I'm ready to go for the drills because, as you know, coming up, I got something right here for you too.
Okay, well, these are important because obviously your ability to speak and your ability to comprehend radio formatics, radio logistics, it's the DNA of the radio personality.
Good Lord.
The 10-second dash is you're approaching the top of the hour. The segment's almost over. It's a hard break where the legal ID is going to cut you off right at the top of the hour. It's 59:50, and you have at least 15 seconds worth of radio goodness you have to parlay to the audience before you sign off for the hour. So you have to read at least 15 seconds worth of copy as you go into the break, and you have to do it in under 10 seconds or the ID is going to cut you off. And you don't want to get cut off because you're going to sound dumb.
Okay. I think I get it.
It's basically a speed reading exercise.
Okay, and it's supposed to be something powerful to get me to the next hour?
Yeah, you're ending a segment, going to the top of the hour.
All right, I think I'm good.
Okay, I'm timing you. I got a stopwatch here. So whenever you're ready, go.
Coming up, more genius from Mark the Man Wilson. If you know genius, then you know Mark the Man Wilson because he's hot. Did I do it?
All right, you did it in 7.5 seconds. You had plenty of time to get mentioned in there. You want to try it again? You didn't get a station mention or a show mention in there.
Okay.
Arbitron. Right, Arbitron. You got to be Arbitron friendly here.
Yeah. All right. I got it.
Okay. So you want to mulligan. You want to redo.
I want to redo.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, go.
Coming up, more Mark the Man Wilson, because Mark the Man Wilson knows what the hell he's talking about. He's pure genius on NBC Sports Radio Detroit. Mark the Man Wilson is hot.
All right. It was 10.8 seconds, but usually there's like a tone that could have blended
in. I thought you wanted it in 10, but you wanted 15 seconds worth. I thought I took 15, stuck it in a 10-pound bag.
You stuck it in a 10.8-second-pound bag.
So it was too long.
It was all right.
You got to give me that 0.8 break. I think you got to give me the 1 second lag.
It's hand time, so it is unofficial.
All right, that's true. Okay, good. I liked it.
Okay, you're the first one that's going to try the 30-second dash.
Oh, crap. What is that one now?
You have to discuss any topic for at least 30 seconds without pausing longer than 1 second, and you also get penalized for every or.
Hey, hang on. People, always drink your water. Hold on.
30 seconds of riveting, compelling content.
And it could be something that relates to my listeners, right?
You can talk about anything you want. It's basically, you just keep going without taking long periods where you're stopping or where you're going or. You're no crutches. Want to avoid crutches. Crutches and pause. This is an exercise. This drill is to help radio talents get rid of crutches and pauses.
Crutches and pauses.
This is pivotal stuff here. I should have a class about this.
Dude, you are like new age with this tonight.
I should start a broadcasting school.
You could. I mean, like we have enough of them. I'll tell the good folks here at the Spex Howard School of Broadcast Arts in the Metro Detroit area that they should just bring you on and be the new adjunct professor. All right, you want me to do 30 seconds, one topic, compelling, without us and blah, blahs.
Yeah, no pauses or yeah, like that.
But, you know, pauses can really add to a segment, you know, that can really add to your, okay, fine, you don't want to pause.
Oh, you're saying the pause for effect. But that's a crutch. People can use that for effect all the time.
But they don't use it properly. All right, look, we can get into the structure of this, but you want 30 seconds. I'll do what you ask.
It's different speaking styles, sir.
I know. You want 30 seconds. Tell me when to go.
All right. Let me get my stopwatch ready. Go.
Hold on. Okay, I'm good.
That was nice.
Thanks.
Go.
You know, Michigan State University has a head basketball coach that everybody loves. His name is Tom Izzo. But I believe right now that Tom Izzo should consider leaving Michigan State University and becoming the new head coach of the Detroit Pistons. Detroit Pistons owner Tom Gorris is a fabulous, lucky Spartan himself. He loves Tom. He was, in fact, at Michigan State when Tom was an assistant to Judd Heathcote. So stop the coaching carousel in Detroit. Hire Tom Izzo as the head coach. And the new coach at Michigan State University, my alma mater, should be none other than Scott Skiles.
That was pretty good.
It was 30 on the nose. I timed it myself.
I'm impressed.
Thank you, man. And there was no ums, uhs, and I don't believe
it. No, there wasn't. I was listening for them. I wasn't even listening to the content. What were you talking about?
Nothing. It was just a big ball of zero.
Okay, the soccer take drill. You got to come up with a compelling take on soccer.
Well, this is easy, and I don't have a time limit.
No, just give me a compelling take on soccer. It's all about compelling here.
Okay.
Sports radio listeners want compelling.
All right. I have not seen this previous, so let me think here. I will say, by the way, that was a wink-wink on the previous. There's my first okay, I'm good. All
right. You're very polished.
You have to.
This could make up for your whole shoeless midget thing.
I got your polish right here. Could make up for what? But the barefoot midgets?
Yeah, this could make up for the barefoot midgets.
Nothing makes up for barefoot midgets. Only.
Stations may be willing to accept the baggage of the barefoot midgets based on your performance in these drills.
Barefoot midgets tonight on Fallon.
He's had everybody else.
So far.
Yeah.
Timberlake and Fallon and Barefoot Midgets tonight on The Tonight Show.
Are you stalling to Google some
Jimmy
soccer
Fallon.
Take?
Seth Meyers has more.
Are you stalling just so you can find out some soccer take on the internet?
No. This is great stuff because it's me doing it so I can use my own experiences. Okay.
Drop
me,
some mad soccer knowledge right now.
Or do you want me to just go?
Yes. I wanted you to go like a minute and a half ago.
Oh. All right. Here's the deal on soccer, okay? Because I'm not a hater. I'm a lover. Don't be a hater. Be a lover. Soccer. I have done high school soccer on television for many years. I did the Michigan High School Championships, and it starts at that level. We have more kids still to this day. I know you've heard this number in the past. It's still true. More kids playing youth soccer today than play basketball, than play Little League Baseball, than play midget hockey, than play football. More supposedly combined than those kids do. That's how popular soccer is in this country. If you watch some of the European Premier League, which, by the way, I carry on my radio station on Saturday mornings because I do love the sport, you will find out how great a sport it really is. Intricate in many ways and fairly generic in many ways. So if I can stand to be around the high school kids and watch, and I've combed the parking lots, and I can watch high school soccer and relay that to my viewers on Comcast over all those years doing the Michigan State Soccer Championships, and then following some of their careers in college and beyond, I think that down the line, the North American, whatever it is now, the Major League Soccer thing, will become even bigger than it is and will expand to other cities. It is certainly worth your time. It's a good investment, and it's the most popular sport in the world. How can you go wrong?
Okay, a little long-winded, but it'll do.
Oh, good Lord.
You ready for the tongue twister drill?
Yep.
You have to say rubber baby buggy bumpers five times fast.
What now?
Rubber baby buggy bumpers five times fast.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Okay, now you have to say it three times slowly because this is an enunciation drill. We have to make sure that you're properly saying every syllable. You have to
get the people who are in radio still can't say W.
Good. Yeah, see, this is an enunciation drill. Exactly.
Great balls of fire. They still can't say W. Why
I know.
Is that for a drill? I hear people say W.
But this is why we're doing enunciation drills. It's the whole point
rubber,
of the sports radio combine.
I'm already starting.
Okay.
Rubber. Rub. rubber, baby, buggy, bumpers. Hello, ladies. How you doing?
Okay, that's enough for killing me.
Did I do it, though?
You did all right. The hello, ladies really brought it home.
How you doing?
How you doing? Okay. You said you had something for me.
By the way, that's not old because I watch episodes on Showtime with Matt LeBlanc, and that's a great show. If you don't watch that show, that you're missing out on some of the probably the best 30-minute sitcom right now on TV.
What is that sitcom?
Episodes with Matt LeBlanc. That's why I just did okay. How you doing?
Okay.
He actually just did that in the latest episode of Episodes.
I'll be forced to believe you.
Dude, I'm telling you, you want to do some marathon viewing? You want to do some binge watching? Go back, this is season 3, I think. Go back, watch the first 2 seasons and follow it along. It's the best half-hour sitcom on TV. I have no idea why I'm telling you this. Probably because I just did my Matt LeBlanc.
That's how you prepared for the Sports Radio Combine. That's how you got fired up, by watching Matt LeBlanc.
I probably.
By watching some gray-haired Joey.
Just not even realizing what I was doing, but that's probably what I was doing. I was preparing for your fine Notch Radio Sports Combine NFL thing.
Yes. I'm making better broadcasters, a whole generation of better broadcasters because of this.
God, well, I'll tell you, we need them. So good for you. You're like the sister, Mother Teresa of that.
Oh, people have called me a mother, that's for sure.
Your mother. All right, what was your next thing?
All right, you said you had something for me.
Yes. You ready for it?
What am I ready for, sir?
Okay, this is the official Notch. This is what I'm giving to you. I'm giving to you. I'm giving back to the community.
So you're taking part. You're bringing content to the table.
You got me going. I said, look, he needs an official. We don't call it the Wonderlic like the regular NFL little football combine dealio. This is the official Notch NFL Blunderlic test.
Okay, so you're going to ask me these questions that you came up with?
These are pretty quick questions. There's 13 total. Ask me how I got to 13.
How'd you get to 13?
Because it's 3 pages, and I didn't want to have a fourth because I didn't know if I had enough ink in my printer.
That's very scientific of you.
So 13 is what filled up 3 pages.
Okay.
Questions and then the answers.
Are they multiple choice questions?
No, we have not multiple choice. We have one multiple choice, and I think one true false. This is like it's a hodgepodge. It's a cornucopia. It's a veritable plethora. It is a cavalcade of blunderlick fun. So it's different kinds of questions. You'll get them, and you'll have to then give the answer, and then you'll give your answer, and I'll tell you what the real answer is unless you get it right.
And this is appropriate. It's only fair because I shouldn't be the one just having other people do these things. I'm going to do them myself.
You needed somebody on your posse to give you a blunderlick test, and you can create something magical here. This is incredible.
That's the whole point. It's either going to be magical or it isn't. You know, it's magical in my head when I thought of this bit, so I'm hoping that it turns out that way.
And when I'm done, I'm actually going to send you the copy that it's on. I'm going to autograph it for you so you can post it, and you can, like, frame it.
Can I post it on Twitter, like a Twitter picture?
Absolutely. I want it on Twitter. I want it retweeted.
Okay. If we can get 100 retweets, Mark the Man Wilson will have his barefoot midgets do his show for him.
Hashtag fun.
Hashtag fun.
Are you ready for the official NFL Blunderlic test?
I am breathless with anticipation.
Okay, here's number one. You ready? Here we go. Number one of 13. If Peyton Manning had 2 Super Bowl rings and gave 1 to Russell Wilson, how many rings would Peyton have?
I thought these were radio questions. These are sports questions?
Oh, yeah, these are all sports. These are sports. These are an actual, that's why I call it the Notch NFL Blunderlic test. This is not about sports radio. This is about the NFL and capitalizing on the Blunderlic/Wonderlic.
Is this to test the knowledge of the host to make sure that he's qualified to do sports radio because he knows about sports?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so there's a method to the madness.
You know what? That's even a better point, is that if you were interviewing someone to be on your station, the first thing they got to know is the NFL, so you'd want to give them this test to see how good they are. You'll weed out a lot of customers.
Okay, so the first question is, if Peyton Manning had 2 rings and he gave 1 to Russell Wilson.
You'll weed out a lot of Johnny-come-latelys. All right, well, yes. If Peyton Manning had 2 Super Bowl rings and gave 1 to Russell Wilson, how many rings would Peyton have?
He would have 1.
No, none, because he ain't got 2. Second question.
That was a trick question.
Bill Belichick is going to the store for a new cutoff sleeve sweatshirt since there are mustard stains on his current one. There's a Macy's, an Old Navy, and a JCPenney. Which store does Belichick go to?
He goes to the JCPenney because they're the only ones that sell NFL merchandise at the 3 stores.
You know, that's a great answer, but it's incorrect. Sorry. The correct answer is he sees where Rex Ryan goes and follows him there. That's to capitalize on Spygate.
I gotcha.
Number 3, Brett Favre is eating a banana and throws away the peel. Who slips on it?
Brett Favre slips on it because he's too busy taking pictures of his junk.
Ding, ding, ding. And it had nothing to do with his junk. You got it right. Brett, he does because Charles Tillman picked it off and threw it back at Favre. And it had nothing to do with his junk. Question number four. How do I sound? Do I sound good?
The audio quality is pretty good.
Is it spectacularly good?
Everything on not just Sports Spectacular is spectacularly good.
Number four. A.J. McCarron gets drafted by Tampa Bay in May, but his girlfriend, Catherine Webb, leaves him during OTAs. Who does she date next?
Mike Lennon.
Sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is Manti Te'o because he's been dating her since high school, or so he says.
Are you making that up?
No, it's real. Of course I'm making it up.
Okay. Yeah. Then yeah, it's very funny.
He's telling people that he's been dating Catherine Webb since high school. Number five. These are very important questions here now, so pay attention. Andy Reid gains 50 pounds eating at all the Kansas City steakhouses. If he orders the asparagus tips instead of the loaded baked potato, how much weight will Andy Reid lose?
1.5 pounds.
You know, that was really close. Unfortunately, it's incorrect, sir. The answer is none. He added the Missouri Mountain chocolate cake, which you... And if you've never had the Missouri Mountain chocolate cake at a certain Kansas City steakhouse, you are missing out, people.
I need to do a quick reset because that's a fundamental aspect of a sports talk show. This is the Sports Radio Combine, and I am with Mark the Man Wilson of NBC Sports Radio in Detroit, who is reading me Blunderlick questions because I'm dishing it and I'm taking it back.
Thank you for the reset. Number six. Percy Harvin misses every NFL regular season game for the rest of his career. How many Super Bowls will he play in? Take your time.
It's the Seahawks, so I'm going to say zero because they're going to have salary cap issues coming up.
Wrong again. I'm sorry. That is incorrect, sir. The answer is six because Paul Allen has a secret deal to buy five more Super Bowl victories, and he does have $18 billion to do it with.
Well, thank goodness for him and his secret deal.
Now, not just will be one close to your heart. This is number seven, so get ready.
Okay.
The Metrodome is imploded, and the Vikings play the year at the University Football Stadium.
2 years,
actually. How many rush yards does Adrian Peterson gain in 2014? Do you need that question repeated?
Adrian Peterson will gain 0 yards because he will blow out an ACL in training camp.
You know, that's really close. I'm going to give that to you. We're going to go ding, ding, ding. It's a yes, winner, winner, and a chicken dinner. You were very close. Close enough. The actual answer is eight because he is injured on the first play when he trips on Jerry Kill. And let me tell you something, people. Seizures are nothing to laugh at. And I love Jerry Kill, but he did provide some humor in there.
Okay, I wasn't laughing at Jerry Kill. I was laughing at the answer to your question.
And if you don't know Jerry Kill, you cannot work on the radio station either. Number eight. This is a true or false question. Are you prepared for this?
I have a 50-50 chance of getting it right, so yes.
Tom Brady changes his hairstyle more than three times during summer camp. Yes? A true? Yes or no? True or false?
That is false.
You're right on. Ding, 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 ding. Because he shaves his head during camp and joins the Dalai Lama in Tibet as spiritual quarterback.
Which is one hair change.
That's all he has to do.
Which is less than three.
Number nine is kind of a overall question that we would ask all candidates coming into the Sports Radio NFL Forum. Throwing that in.
And as a program director, you are qualified to dispense these questions.
I actually have a degree in this.
Okay.
Number nine, a horse walks into a bar. Bartender says, hey, why the long face? Is he talking about A, John Elway, B, Nancy Kerrigan, C, my old high school English teacher, or D, Miley Cyrus?
I'm going to say John Elway.
It's actually correct because it's all of the above, and then Miley makes out with Kerrigan.
Okay.
That would have actually been the correct answer, that Miley, her teeth, make out with Kerrigan's teeth. But maybe Elway could be a part of that, too. My old high school English teacher, I think, is dead, so I don't think it matters.
I'm glad you majored in this at MSU.
Number 10. Joe Namath is on the sidelines of a Jets-Giants game. Susie Colbert is the sideline reporter. Namath has had six vodka tonics. In what quarter does Namath grab Colbert's breasts?
In the pregame.
Sorry, that's incorrect. It would be the second quarter.
It would be the second quarter?
Yeah, it would be the second quarter.
Okay, I thought that was actually a trick question. That's why I said the pregame.
No, it's a real question. It would be the second quarter.
Okay.
Number 11, Case Keenum, Brian Hoyer, Josh McCown, Sean Hill, Seneca Wallace, Charlie Batch, Matt Flynn, or Kirk Cousins. Which is the more ridiculous backup quarterback?
I'm going to go with the McCown brother.
It's wrong again. I'm sorry, Notch. The actual answer is Dan Orlovsky. Number 12, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
This really needs a laugh track. Number 12, do you have one to put in? Can you put it in post-production?
I probably could.
You know what, Notch? I don't beg for that. The comedy stands on its own legs.
You think the listener listening would be laughing on their own to where they would drown out a laugh track that I could put?
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. Number 12, Ralph Wilson is the owner of the Buffalo Bills.
Any relation?
He is no relation.
Okay.
He is 95 years old. How many times does Ralph Wilson wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom?
3.
No, I'm sorry. The answer is 16. And the final question here, Natch, is, and I'm not ripping on Ralph Wilson. In fact, Ralph Wilson is a Detroit guy. He even has his offices on Telegraph Road here in Detroit. I'm very happy that, and I hope that Ralph Wilson of the Buffalo Bills, that's the Thanksgiving Day game at Ford Field, so that the 95-year-old Ralph can meet up with the 88-year-old William Clay Ford Sr., and we could just have a hullabaloo. You ever had a hullabaloo?
I probably have.
Oh, put some mild sauce on, you know, that Taco Bell mild sauce on. It's really good with that.
Okay.
Final question's an easy one and a short one. Cowboy cheerleaders or Buccaneers cheerleaders?
Buccaneers cheerleaders, because they don't have to try as hard to be famous.
Sorry, it's actually the Honey Bears, but you did a good job.
Who the hell are the Honey Bears?
The Chicago Bears.
Oh, they're the Bears cheerleaders? Okay.
The Honey Bears.
Okay.
I'm saying Honey Bears. I don't even know if the Honey Bears are still around. They used to be. I think they are, but you did a great job, I think.
I'm totally brimming with self-confidence after that performance.
And I think those are the standby standard questions that should be asked to everybody. And I think they probably should be introduced into schools, too, K-12.
They should be part of every job interview for prospective broadcasters.
Or even prospective people who work at your local sandwich shop or at IBM or at Microsoft or wherever. They should be taking the official Notch NFL Blunderlick test.
Mark the Man Wilson, as always, a pleasure.
Look at this. This was like a perfect half an hour.
You've been timing it out, haven't you?
Well, I got the little clock. I got 15 minutes. I got to pick up the Wisconsin-Indiana game. So I've been looking at the clock.
Oh, okay. I see. Clock watching.
How come I don't have to do the shameless pimpage drill?
You want to do the shameless pimpage drill?
Sure. I'm sure you got 3 or 8 listeners. I'll hit them up. What the hell?
Well, you have to pimp your own show.
I'm going to do that. 20 seconds or less, it says here, right?
That's right.
Okay, here we go.
The moxie you have.
Go to ParkerTheMan.com or the PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com and check out all we have to offer. Ladies, this means you too. Midget barefoot people, that means you too. But even the regular sports listener, sports viewer, whatever you like, we do some web streaming. ParkerTheMan.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. And thank you, America.
Endorsed by Notch aficionados everywhere.
Thanks, Notch.
We have one final person on the Sports Radio Combine. If you're still with us, God bless you. Blast from the past here. My buddy Matt Wood from KNSI in St. Cloud. Reunite the bench warmers for one quick segment here.
Yeah, old habits die hard here, my friend.
What's up, Wood?
Not much.
You ready to take part in the Sports Radio Combine as we enhance, we fine-tune people's broadcasting chops, their fundamentals?
Oh, been training for this for years.
Well, good luck with that. By the way, Wood is a very interesting air name. How did you come up with that name?
Born and raised with it. That's my last name.
If you had to, if a program director said, I can make you a star in New York City, but you got to change your name to Dickie Biggs, would you do that?
I'm Dickie Biggs.
You're Dickie Biggs?
Very easily.
Okay.
Not in a heartbeat. I just kind of like Dickie Biggs.
Feel free to steal it.
It's mine now.
Okay. Considering the culture and the language normally heard around radio stations, is the sports talk format ready for an openly gay broadcaster in the control room?
I think yes. I think we've reached that point. Have you seen it's infiltrated? And I use infiltrated probably in the wrong sense there. But yeah, it's definitely around, and we've already had numerous already. So yeah, sure. It's well due.
Okay. We have a bit of bad news for your draft status, your draft stock, because we did little research. My private investigators did some research, and there's a red flag about how you're normally in a two-host formation, but how would you transition into a three-host formation at a radio station without being considered out of position?
I wouldn't be happy about it. In fact, I'm actually a one-host guy.
You're now a one-host guy?
Yeah, I'm a one-host guy. Anyone getting in my way just kind of held back my star potential, and I will always hate them for it. No offense, former co-host. So you obviously know what this is like. Working with a diva like myself. So a three host, that's fine. That just gives me two people to kill on my way to the top.
So you're saying you wouldn't go back to a two host format?
I'm just saying, if I had to, I would, but I will kill anyone to become the superstar diva that I always am.
All right. We have a Blunderlick question for you. It's about radio intelligence. So let me know when you're ready.
I was born ready.
We need intelligent broadcasters in this industry. It's showtime, and the biggest topic of an otherwise slow sports day is from a sport you know little about and care even less about. How much time in a one-hour program do you give to this topic? A, unless it's local, none, using the excuse that it isn't local, because you're going to devote your show to topics you care about. B, mentioned only in a breaking news kind of way, but you solicit callers to talk about it, assuming they know what they're talking about, but then if no one calls, you just go back to whatever you want to talk about. And C, you try to line up a killer guest who's very knowledgeable on the subject, you fake interest in the subject, and you just let them kill as much time as you need.
C, if you don't know what you're talking about, you get someone on smarter than you that knows what they're talking about, because the person who's listening will obviously care if it's a big-time topic. Just because you don't care doesn't mean your listener doesn't care. So find someone who's smarter than you, put them on air, and then become smarter through it. So you can always make yourself seem like you're a smarter person with that.
That is an excellent answer. That's why you have star potential.
Exactly.
You're moving up. You could be top five right now.
Well, I'm shocked that I'm even that low.
Well, but we haven't done the drills yet. The drills make or break you, because these are the DNA of radio fundamentals. Are you ready for some DNA?
I'm ready. I'm not sure I'm going to do all the drills. My agent told me I shouldn't do all of them if I don't feel like it, but we'll go with it.
That's actually a really good pickup line. Are you ready for some DNA? You missed that. That's actually, we're going to penalize you for that, for missing the obvious double entendre there, which is the cornerstone of quality radio, sports radio shows, is the double entendre.
Very true.
Okay. The 10-second dash, which is the top of the hour is approaching. It's a hard break where the ID is going to cut you off right at the top of the hour. It's 59:50, but you still have 15 seconds at least worth of radio goodness you got to cram into the end of the segment. And basically, it's a speed reading exercise where you have to give us as much as you can in 10 seconds worth of time before the top of the hour.
All right. I think I can do this.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, go.
This is Matt Wood. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Dan Terhart of St. Cloud State. We're going to talk hockey. And we're going to set this weekend's matchup right here on AM 1450, FM 103.3, KNSI, St. Cloud.
All right, right at 10 seconds.
All right.
That was pretty good. And you got the station in there. Other people that I've had on, I had a guy from Columbus on. He had to do two tries because he didn't get the station in the first time. So he had to redo it.
Wow. I'm obviously ahead of him.
That's right. All right, we have the tongue twister drill where you have to say rubber baby buggy bumpers five times fast.
All right.
Test your oral dexterity.
Go now.
Yes, whenever you're ready.
Rubber baby bubber bunk buggy?
Rubber baby buggy bumpers. You have to say them quickly.
Rubber baby bugger bumpy. Rubber baby bugger bumpy. Rubber baby bugger bunky. Rubber baby bugger bunky.
Okay, now the enunciation drill. Because enunciation is crucial, you have to say rubber baby buggy bumpers slowly three times. You have to properly enunciate every syllable.
Rubber baby bugger bumpy. Rubber baby bubba bunky. Rubber baby booba boofy. Hey, I tried it against my agent's best.
Your agent is a very smart individual. Your agent's a very smart individual. What about the controversy drill? We need to come up with a topic that's going to spark reaction from the audience and hopefully the local media. Even if you personally don't believe the point of view on the subject, you're going to take ownership of it like you believe it. But it's got to be something, it's got to be scorched earth. It's going to get the St. Cloud Times out there. So manufacture some controversy.
Hockey, not football, is the sport that parents should be not letting their children play because of head injuries. Here in Minnesota, that would absolutely set the world on fire. I would actually be fired from my job immediately.
It is a compelling take, though, because there are a lot of head injuries, like concussion issues in hockey.
Exactly. Why is all of a sudden football the big, bad, ugly guy when hockey players move faster and they have less padding around the helmet? That's usually a looser-fitting helmet.
See, the best part about that controversial take of yours, the best part about that take was the fact that you're knowing your audience, Minnesota being the state of hockey. Kudos to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We have a soccer take drill. We got to come up with a compelling take on soccer.
All right.
Go.
The United States will be a country that will accept soccer as more parents move their children away from contact sports like football. Although numbers do show that soccer is just as or more dangerous than football. But soccer looks easy to parents and it looks safe to parents. At that point in time, more parents will become involved with soccer. and younger children will be more involved with soccer, and then the United States will continue to grow as a soccer country. So you may not want to pay attention to it now, but 20 years from now, soccer will be the biggest sport going in the United States. So pay attention across the pond at how they handle themselves, because you'll be ahead of the curve in the long run.
You know, a couple things about soccer is one of the reasons why it's so popular is because you don't have to buy nearly as much equipment for your kids to play.
It's a poor man's game.
But also you have to worry about head injuries in soccer, because you don't think kids get concussions when they're hitting these soccer balls coming at them?
Probably if you got enough. The thing about it is,
they don't wear helmets in soccer, you know.
Sports enough. Well, if you study all the sports enough, you'll figure out that it's dangerous. You know, all sports are dangerous. BMX, dangerous. Basketball is dangerous. So, sure, at some level, every sport is dangerous. It's part of what makes it fun. You know, there's no better fun than laying somebody out on the football field. So that kind of stuff plays a role in it. But in the long run, parents aren't going to matter. Kids aren't going to matter. Sports will always be there.
I will tell you this, though. If you get a woman to wrap you up in bubble wrap, that's actually pretty enjoyable, too.
Keep your sex life out of the show, Notch.
The covert insult drill. Caller drops a garbage sports take on the show. I'll give you a specific example. LeBron James will go back to the Cavs and lead them to the NBA championship. The drill is you have to discredit the garbage call and the garbage take without using any direct insults against the caller, the Cleveland Cavaliers, or LeBron James in particular.
Well, obviously you're not paying much attention to LeBron James, and I appreciate your call, but obviously this guy is proven throughout his career to be the guy who wants to be loved, wants to be noticed, and he's already done Cleveland. He wants to go to a new place that will love him and adore him and overlook his faults at all turns. He's burned his bridges in Cleveland. He's not going to go back to Cleveland, and he's not going to stay with the Heat. He's going to go somewhere else, maybe somewhere like the Lakers, that are always willing to overlook people's faults if they win football games. LeBron's not going to Cleveland.
You know the best part about that part of the drill for you was you thanking the caller for the call.
Hey, always have to.
Because you know that you're totally dripping with insincerity. You're oozing insincerity when you say thanks for the call.
But I thanked them.
Exactly. They can't see, on the radio, they can't see you oozing the insincerity thanking them for the call.
Yep, and guess what? They'll call back.
They guaranteed. Will. And you'll have to thank them again. Because they're conditioned to be thanked.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the brainstorming teamwork drill. What other drills do you think we should include in the Sports Radio Combine? Hopefully this is the first annual Sports Radio Combine, meaning there would be a second annual, et cetera, et cetera.
If you're going to do something, a good one would be on a day in the middle of the summer where nothing is going on in the world of sports. What is a good topic that nobody else is going to talk about, and what's a good topic that will keep people tuned into your station during the dregs of summer? And no, you can't use "Should Pete Rose Be in the Hall of Fame?"
How about Mount Rushmore of your favorite summer something?
There you go. The Mount Rushmore of your state. Who would be on it for sports?
Didn't we do a fishing opener thing once? Like, get fishing people on?
It was awful.
It was awful?
Yes.
But when we were planning it out, it sounded good in our heads, right?
Exactly, and that's what always happens. Then we had a guest no-show, and then I had to try to talk like I knew anything about fishing other than sitting in a boat drinking beer. That's about
I talked about bikini top fishing, and you were calling me sex predator Notch.
Pretty much.
I still have that on tape.
If the shoe fits, my friend.
And the shoe fits. We got one more. What, the shameless pimpage drill. You have 20 seconds to shamelessly pimp yourself, your show, and your station.
On AM 1450, FM 103.3 KNSI in St. Cloud, we are your home for live and local Central Minnesota sports. We don't talk about the big guys all the time, but we talk about the fun stuff, and we have fun doing it.
And they had the vision to include me on at one time.
You know, brother, hey, anytime you want to get back together, let me know.
Even though you're going to kill whoever you co-host with.
Hey, I'll kill you gently, though.
Oh, okay.
We'll take over Reno together, and we'll make Reno the new Las Vegas.
Why don't we take over somewhere big?
Hey, I got no problem with Reno. Reno's the biggest little city in the world, isn't it?
It is the biggest little city in the world. That's right.
Well, there you go. Let's take it over and start there, my friend.
And that concludes the Sports Radio Combine. Matt Wood, my former co-host with the Benchwarmers at KNSI in St. Cloud. It's been a pleasure. Thank you once again for joining me.
Anytime.